Why Innovaxer is pouring $250 million into its agentic AI platform. Healthcare AI is entering a new phase, and Innovaxer just placed a $250 million wager that the industry is ready to move beyond fragmented pilots. The San Francisco-based health tech company announced Wednesday a $250 million commitment over 3 years to expand its agentic AI platform, a move that directly confronts mounting skepticism about whether administrative automation can deliver actual cost reduction rather than just productivity theater. This is not incremental capital allocation. It's a strategic declaration that the market for healthcare AI is consolidating around end-to-end platforms, and that institutional buyers, particularly CFOs managing razor-thin operating margins, are done experimenting with point solutions that don't connect to enterprise workflows. The timing is deliberate. Just days before Innovaxer's announcement, the Peterson Health Technology Institute published findings showing that AI tools for administrative tasks like prior authorization and billing improve efficiency but don't usually bring down costs and may actually increase them. That report crystallized what many health system executives already suspected, that task-level automation can create technical debt, fragment workflows, and shift labor costs without fundamentally altering the economic structure of care delivery. Innovaxer CEO Abhinav Shashank is betting the opposite thesis, that unified platforms with shared data layers and cross-functional agents can break through the productivity paradox by automating handoffs, not just tasks. Innovaxer's platform operates across 5 core verticals: patient access, value-based care, revenue cycle, risk and quality assessment, and utilization management. The company's Gravity infrastructure sits beneath all AI agents, continuously trained on real-world healthcare data including claims denials and edge cases. This shared data layer, aggregating feeds from customers' EHRs, claim systems, CRM platforms, and HR and finance management systems, provides immediate institutional context for new agents at launch, according to Shashank. The architecture is designed to enable what the company describes as compounding learning, where each new agent improves not in isolation but by leveraging the collective intelligence of the platform. Standalone tools, Shashank argued, cannot replicate this network effect. Key platform metrics: $250 million investment over 3 years, 5 workflow categories, major deployments at Kaiser Permanente, Ascension, Trinity Health, Banner Health, Franciscan Health, Prisma Health, and Risen Health. The end-to-end thesis: why CFOs are abandoning point solutions. Shashank's core argument is that health systems are experiencing workflow degradation, not improvement, from stacking disconnected AI tools. Point solutions are becoming hard to integrate, he noted. The provider experience is actually degrading from where it was before if you have different point solutions. Because clinicians now have to switch between point solution A to do coding, point solution B to do authorization, and then come back to the EHR. This is the fragmentation tax, the hidden cost of context switching, data re-entry, and reconciliation labor that erodes the nominal productivity gains from automation. Innovaxer's platform addresses this by connecting workflows end-to-end. Agents performing prior authorization can hand off tasks directly to agents handling coding and denial management, eliminating the need for human-mediated transitions between systems. This is already operational among Innovaxer's larger customers. Health systems are linking contact center agents to population health management workflows, such as managing outreach and tracking outcomes for cohorts like diabetics or high-risk Medicare beneficiaries. The operational model resembles robotic process automation but with adaptive intelligence and financial alignment. The early evidence from deploying health systems supports Innovaxer's claims, though it remains anecdotal rather than peer-reviewed. Risen Health reduced prior authorization time from approximately 45 minutes to less than 1 minute after implementing the agentic AI platform. Prisma Health uses the system to automatically route high-risk patients to case management, with agents ensuring proper documentation and coding for risk adjustment, a process the health system says has improved reimbursement accuracy under value-based contracts. Banner Health and Franciscan Health have reported eliminating hours of manual work, though specific savings figures were not disclosed. Critically, Innovaxer is moving away from software as a service pricing toward a transactional model tied to completed tasks, prior authorizations, denial appeals, coding events. Shashank stated the company prices these completed transactions at approximately 20% of the manual process cost. If something is costing you $100 to do from a manual process perspective, we will price it at $20, and therefore we are guaranteeing savings day one with that successful transaction. This performance-based pricing shifts risk from buyer to vendor and forces Innovaxer to demonstrate financial ROI, not just time savings. It also aligns incentives in a way that traditional licensing models do not. The Gravity data moat, infrastructure as competitive advantage. Innovaxer's investment thesis rests on the premise that unified data infrastructure creates a defensible moat in a crowded AI market. The company, founded in 2014, spent a decade building the Gravity platform before scaling agentic AI. This infrastructure aggregates disparate data sources and applies continuous training loops, creating what Shashank describes as institutional memory that persists across agent deployments. Each new agent launched on the platform benefits from prior training on customer-specific edge cases, regulatory nuances, and payer-specific denial patterns. This is fundamentally different from deploying pre-trained large language models with narrow task prompts. Gravity's architecture embeds domain-specific knowledge at the data layer, not the prompt layer. That means new agents don't start from zero, they inherit the learning curve of the entire platform. This compounding effect is what Shashank believes will allow Innovaxer to scale faster than competitors who treat AI as a feature rather than a platform. The customer list validates the enterprise appeal. Kaiser Permanente, Ascension, and Trinity Health are among the largest integrated delivery networks in the US, and their deployments span multiple workflow domains. These are not pilot programs, they are enterprise-wide implementations that touch revenue cycle, care coordination, and risk adjustment simultaneously. The fact that these organizations are willing to integrate deeply with a third-party AI platform signals confidence that the technology can deliver returns at scale, or at minimum, that the status quo of manual administrative labor is unsustainable. The Peterson Challenge: can administrative AI actually bend the cost curve? The Peterson Health Technology Institute report, published this week, poses the existential question for companies like Innovaxer: does administrative automation reduce costs, or does it simply redistribute them while adding new layers of technical complexity? The Institute's findings suggest that efficiency gains often come with offsetting expenses, licensing fees, integration labor, data infrastructure upgrades, and training overhead. In some cases, total cost of ownership increases even as task completion times fall. Innovaxer's response is structural, not rhetorical. By pricing on a per-transaction basis and guaranteeing savings from day one, the company is attempting to sidestep the Peterson critique by making cost reduction contractual rather than aspirational. If a health system cannot realize savings, Innovaxer does not get paid. This is a bold move in a sector where most technology vendors charge upfront for software and implementation services, leaving financial risk with the buyer. But the Peterson findings also highlight a deeper challenge: that administrative AI may create second-order costs that are harder to quantify. Workflow redesign, change management, and the cognitive load of monitoring AI outputs all impose real costs on organizations, even if they don't appear on a software invoice. Innovaxer's platform approach may mitigate some of these issues by reducing the number of vendor relationships and integration points, but it does not eliminate them. The question is whether the unified platform creates enough operational leverage to overcome the switching costs and organizational friction inherent in enterprise AI adoption. The broader healthcare AI consolidation wave Innovaxer's announcement is part of a larger pattern. The healthcare AI market is consolidating around platforms, not tools. This mirrors the enterprise software evolution of the 2010s, when point solutions for CRM, marketing automation, and analytics were absorbed into integrated platforms like Salesforce, HubSpot, and Snowflake. The difference in healthcare is that data integration is vastly more complex due to regulatory constraints, interoperability challenges, and the heterogeneity of clinical and administrative systems. Other signals support this thesis. In the pharmaceutical sector, Roche announced Thursday it would launch a new Phase 3 trial for Elevidys, the Duchenne muscular dystrophy gene therapy, in an effort to secure European approval after regulators questioned long-term efficacy data. The move underscores the global regulatory complexity that biopharma companies face, complexity that mirrors the operational fragmentation health systems experience with administrative AI. Meanwhile, the FDA's recent decision to reclassify at least a dozen peptides opens new opportunities for compounding pharmacies and telehealth platforms, illustrating how regulatory shifts can rapidly reshape market dynamics. The broader mergers and acquisitions environment also reflects consolidation pressure. Charterhouse's agreement to take Animalcare private, though in the veterinary pharmaceutical space, signals that private equity continues to see value in healthcare service platforms with defensible data assets and recurring revenue models. Innovaxer, which has raised over $500 million in prior funding rounds, is not a traditional mergers and acquisitions target given its scale and investor syndicate, but the company's platform approach positions it as a potential acquirer of smaller AI vendors or as a long-term standalone public company. The Plaquemines view Innovaxer's $250 million commitment is not a product development cycle, it's a market positioning gambit designed to preempt the next wave of enterprise AI procurement. Health system CFOs are under immense pressure to reduce administrative costs, which account for an estimated 25% to 30% of total healthcare spending in the US. The problem is that most AI pilots have delivered marginal gains while creating new integration debt. Innovaxer is betting that the market is ready to abandon the pilot mindset and commit to platform deals that consolidate vendors, unify data, and align financial incentives. The transactional pricing model is the key differentiator. By guaranteeing 80% cost reduction versus manual processes on a per-task basis, Innovaxer is forcing the ROI conversation to the front of the sales cycle. This is a departure from the traditional enterprise software playbook, where vendors sell on potential and buyers assume implementation risk. If Innovaxer can deliver on this promise at scale, it will fundamentally change the unit economics of administrative labor in healthcare. But the Peterson Report's findings cannot be dismissed. Administrative AI has a credibility problem, and Innovaxer's success depends on publishing rigorous, third-party validated data showing net cost reduction, not just task automation. The company has a window of 12 to 18 months to produce that evidence before the market concludes that agentic AI is another productivity mirage. The early case studies from Risen Health, Prisma Health, and others are promising, but they are not sufficient to establish a sector-wide track record. The second-order play for institutional capital is not Innovaxer itself, it's the infrastructure layer beneath healthcare AI. Companies that control unified data platforms with embedded clinical and financial logic will have structural advantages as AI models commoditize. Innovaxer's Gravity platform is that infrastructure bet. If the company can demonstrate durable network effects, where each new customer and agent improves the platform's performance for all users, it will create a compounding moat that is difficult for point solution vendors to replicate. The risk is execution. Integrating AI agents across 5 workflow domains with dozens of enterprise health systems is operationally complex. Each deployment requires custom data mapping, workflow redesign, and change management. If Innovaxer cannot scale these implementations while maintaining quality and realizing promised savings, the platform thesis collapses. The $250 million investment buys time and resources, but it also raises the stakes. The market will expect proof, not promises. The bottom line: Innovaxer's $250 million investment is a direct response to the fragmentation crisis in healthcare AI and a challenge to the skepticism articulated by the Peterson Institute. The company is betting that CFOs will pay for platforms that deliver contractual savings, not software that promises productivity gains. The transactional pricing model shifts risk and aligns incentives in a way that could redefine how healthcare technology is bought and sold. If Innovaxer can produce rigorous cost reduction data over the next 18 months, it will validate the platform thesis and accelerate enterprise AI consolidation. If it cannot, the Peterson critique will harden into consensus, and the administrative AI market will return to fragmented pilots and marginal gains. For institutional investors, the signal is clear: the healthcare AI winners will be determined by their ability to control unified data infrastructure, not by the sophistication of their models. Innovaxer just committed $250 million to that thesis. The market will render its verdict in savings per transaction, not features per release.